A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Brett, how's it going?
Hey, not bad. How are you guys?
We're all right. Okay, let's get it started here with Kimberly. Tell us what's going on with her.
Well, we met through one of our mutual friends, and, we talked a couple of times on the phone and decided we wanted to get together, which, was great for me. So we went to this little cafe in my neighborhood, got some coffee, chatted for like an hour. And then she had to split, and that was that. But that was, like, 2 weeks now.
Coffee date and then a couple weeks of kind of silence, huh? Did anything, anything weird happen? You know, we always ask, did anything kind of go awry on the date?
I mean, yeah, I've been thinking about that. I knew that question was going to come. And nothing weird happened. I mean, it was just an hour-long date. So, we just talked to each other, had the coffee, the shows we were watching, kind of like all typical things you would talk about on a first date. I was dressed well, and I took a shower right beforehand. So, I don't know.
It was like a BO issue.
Good for you, Brett. Yeah. That is such adulting. We love that. That is one of the questions we have to ask sometimes. Did you take a shower and did you smell? And good that you didn't. So you've obviously, Brett, since it's been 2 weeks since you went and had the coffee date with Kimberly, you've tried contacting her with no success, correct?
Oh, yeah. I called her and I texted her and, there's no reply.
All right. Well, let's see what we can do here, Brett. We'll call Kimberly. If she answers, agrees to come on our show on Second Date Update, we'll try to get some answers and, cross your fingers, lead you to a second date. How does that sound?
Sounds good.
Calling Kimberly on Second Date Update.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast, chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade, from the 18th century to the 20th. Original music and immersive sound design accompany us on our storytelling journey. Listen to and follow History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello?
Kimberly.
Hi.
Hi, yes. Good morning, Kimberly. It's Thunder and PT, and we co-host the morning radio show here on 102.9 The Wolf. And we're calling because we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. Do you have any, do you know why we might be calling you this morning?
No,
okay.
Not really. Anyway. Yeah, I'm just kind of confused.
So we co-host a morning radio show here. We do a segment called Second Date Update, where we call people who have gone out on a first date with someone but not gotten back to them. And usually there's some reason behind it. And we were contacted by a gentleman named Brett, who you had a coffee date with a couple weeks ago. And he had a great time. He really enjoyed that hour with you and would love to see you again, but he has not heard back from you.
Oh, okay.
And sure. Could you just tell us why you haven't called him back?
So basically, God, this is the weirdest thing I've ever done. Okay. So a friend of ours set us up. I had a great time, but over the weekend, I got into a huge fight with that friend, and I just thought, I don't know, I don't want to be associated with her anymore, and going out with Brett would just,
you would run into, you would somehow
hear about her, and I don't want anything to do with her, so I really just, I can't have that. I'm trying to rid my life of toxicity, and so I just, I kind of just ghosted him.
Okay, so you don't want to be in that her circle of friends at all, then, and then Brett would add to, her knowing Brett would just, it would introduce the opportunity for you to run into her, and this was a bad fight then, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. There were some things that were said that can just never be taken back. Okay.
And that's understandable.
Sorry that happened.
And Kimberly, it's none of our business. That's understandable. Yeah. Here's the thing. Here's why we're calling, and here's what we're here for. And if you just would say yes, I know we would appreciate it. I know Brett would appreciate it. But if we conference Brett in so you could tell him this yourself, wouldn't you like to kind of get this off your chest and let him know personally?
I mean, I guess I do owe him an explanation. Okay. So, sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Hold on, because he is on hold right now. So hold on. Stay right there.
Okay.
Brett, can you hear us?
Yep. Hey.
Brett, did you hear what Kimberly was saying?
Yeah, I can't believe you and Krista had a fight. Are you okay?
I mean, yes. She just thinks she knows everything, and I cannot be around her. I just can't do it.
Bummer. I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, is there a chance you guys might be able to patch things up with her, or?
I don't really know. I mean, wow, she said some things. I can't even get into it. I don't even want to talk about it. It's too difficult, but she said some things that she could never take back. I cannot unhear. So that's going to be a tough one, to be honest with you.
I get that.
I mean, I had a good time with you, though. I just want to tell you that. And it really has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with, you know, this fight between me and Kristen. So I just want to clear that up.
I had a good time with you, too. And I don't know, I was kind of hoping to see you again.
That would have been good. But I mean, I don't know. If we're dating, then I know it's inevitable. I'm going to run into Kristen. I don't expect you to stop talking to her. I mean, you know her a long time. So I can't with her right now.
Brett, you are a good friend with this co-friend that you both have together.
You're pretty close to Kristen, Brett?
Yeah, we are.
And you couldn't try to smooth things out?
Maybe I can. I mean, I could try to talk to her and, maybe I could. I don't know.
And has Kristen mentioned anything about this falling out that she had with Kimberly? Or has she seemed to offer anything recently?
You weren't really aware of it.
Yeah.
I guess I just wasn't really, I was just preoccupied with my own stuff. Right. I mean, you know, it's like all adults, we hang out, but it's not like we talk every day.
All right. Well, so it sounds like, Kimberly, this is nothing personal against Brett, and there might be a second date in the future, depending if Kimberly, whatever, if you both can kind of, it just needs some time. It's not the right time right now to go on a second date with Brett.
Exactly. Oh. Just things are too fresh.
Yeah.
And I just need to remove myself completely from the whole situation.
And Brett, what do you want to say?
I mean, hey, I'll talk to her next time I see her and see if maybe things can be patched over, but
Yeah, give it some.
I'll see what I can do.
Give it some time, Brett. Listen, we like the sound of both of you, you know, and sometimes we can kind of tell when two people sound like they might kind of get along.
Yeah, both of you seem very friendly.
We haven't had the potential of a second date for weeks. So just the fact that there is a maybe down the road, Kimberly, would you agree with a maybe?
I mean, that's where I'm at. I guess a maybe. No offense, Brett. I don't think you're going to be able to get through to her. But, I mean, good luck. If you do, then we can revisit this whole situation.
And it would take an apology from her.
Wow.
You.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, you know, both of you, we're always here for you. It's called Second Date Update. You can always message us at 1029thewolf.com. Kimberly and Brett, we wish you both all the luck in the world. We hope you guys can get together again someday. But we want to especially thank you both for being on
Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On The Wolf.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.